This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversational tone of your mind, your attitude, what's on your mind, and what is your attitude. We hope to find that out. You may want to agree or you may want to disagree with me as we get into details and in-depth with a couple of different stories in this hour of the Good Day program. It's Thursday, the 5th of June. Hello. 888-302-3684 reaches me. I'm Doug Steffen, Doug at DougSteffen.com. Good way to be on board. You can travel into Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day. The big item of the week, I think most would agree that Mr. Bergdahl and his saga would be front and center. His hometown has canceled plans for a welcome home celebration, citing security concerns over the prospect of big crowds, both for and against the soldier. He comes from Haley, Idaho, which is a town of 8,000 people. It's been swamped with hate mail, angry calls over Mr. Bergdahl, whose release after 5 years of Taliban captivity in Afghanistan has touched off a debate over whether he should be given a hero's welcome or punished as a deserter. Where are you on this? Feed me an answer or two or three. Meanwhile, the Taliban released a 17-minute video of his handover showing a thin, tense-looking Bergdahl being patted down for explosives by U.S. forces before climbing aboard an American helicopter in the Afghan desert. Just before he was turned over, one of the Taliban captors leaned in and warned him, "Don't come back to Afghanistan. You won't make it out alive the next time." His captors waved goodbye as he was led away. In Idaho, in Haley, Idaho, organizers of a celebration that had been scheduled for the 28th issued a statement saying the town doesn't have the means to handle this kind of an event, given the prospect of big crowds that would be up for supporting or distracting from him. If you had 10,000 people, 5,000 on one side, 5,000 on the other, then just due to the national attention, we don't know what to expect, said the police chief. The town has had an event called Bring Bo Back for several years. When news broke over the weekend that he was released in exchange for the five Taliban detainees at Guantanamo, organizers announced it would be a welcome home party. The Chamber of Commerce president said that she and the organization have received a lot of hate mail, a lot of calls from a lot of people lambasting them and branding Bergdahl un-American and a traitor. The joy has become not so joyful, said the Chamber of Commerce president Jane Drussel. Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban after walking away, some say deserting his unit in 2009. He had no armaments. Lawmakers, a lot of people complaining that Congress ought to have been consulted about this exchange. The main feeling here is, I think, if I'm reading between the lines correctly, the deal will embolden the Taliban to snatch more American soldiers. And what I say to that and to this is it's about time we realize what an ungodly waste of time and manpower and human activity it is for us to have any soldiers there. The president is so hard-headed. He's so stubborn. He's so set in his ways. He's so convinced he's always so right. So we'll take a few more out, but we'll leave a few more there, and it gets to the point where it's pretty disgusting all the way around. Tax money being used to support this group we sent when we were looking for bin Laden in the first place. Bush and the CIA at the time, under the instruction of Rumsfeld and Cheney, putting together a package worth $74 million to get the Taliban out of the way or to hopefully use them to get some help to find bin Laden. They got out of the way, but they sent the soldiers at the time looking for bin Laden on a wild goose chase. Just unbelievably bad judgment. So let's get a couple of different purviews. First of all, the ladies on The View discussing the most recent updates with Mr. Bergdahl in the focus and his swamp.
You know, new reports claim that freed American POW Bo Bergdahl left a note explaining why he was walking away from his post before he deserted the military back in 2009. And his former unit leader is speaking out against him. Take a look.
The fact of the matter is he deserted us in the middle of Afghanistan to go and find the Taliban. People calling him a hero and people calling him this this great soldier. I mean, it's a spit in the face to, one, all the soldiers who were there, and more importantly, it's a spit in the face to the soldiers who died as a direct result to him leaving.
I mean, the thing is, it's like I see people are so confused. It's a confusing justification. What is our duty? Is it our duty to eliminate the terrorist, or is it our duty to not leave one soldier behind? But it's confusing. We have our soldiers go
separate things. There was a time, as you heard Bill and I talk about earlier, you know, we left a lot of people in Vietnam.
And they
ended up behind enemy lines for years, decades.
And so the policy.
The soldiers, you're going to go and fight for our freedom, and you're going to fight, you know. And then here we go. We're like, okay, we're taking our soldiers out. We did a good job. Thank you, soldiers, our fallen soldiers. We captured 5 Taliban. And thank you for your lives. Thank you for your service.
Right.
But guess what? We have to free them now. Because there's one man. Yeah. So what is the justification?
But here's the question. So do we not bring this man home and deal with him as you would deal in the courts? That's our job, is to bring him out of that country and say, here's how we deal with this. You have to stand trial.
All right. So you get a lot of the same kind of conversation. I'm not hearing a lot of different conversation back and forth, depending on whether you're on the left side of the political spectrum or the right side of the political spectrum. This has become, like everything else, extraordinarily politicized. And it seems to me you lose what's right and wrong here. We have a caller, 888-302-3684, somebody who actually listens to the program who was in Afghanistan. His name is Jesse. And this is, I think, a way for us to get a different perspective on it by listening to Jesse and his feelings on Mr. Bergdorf. Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound, free.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Stefan and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I have one of our Good Day listeners in Florida whose name is Jesse. Jesse posted on our Facebook page, quote, "I was in Afghanistan when this all started." The reference, of course, to Mr. Bergdahl. The question that we all have, you were there, we were all told. I'm giving the audience your words, Jesse. But why am I doing that? You tell us what you posted on the Facebook page and then what your observations are. Thanks for the information, by the way. Hi.
How you doing? Thanks for having me on your show. I just got in Afghanistan when this whole thing started, and we were told, pretty much all of us were told the same thing right off the bat, that he just put his gear down and walked off post. And there was other rumors that had spread around that he was drunk and wanted to go find more alcohol, but that was pretty much squashed right off the bat. But we were told right from the get-go that he was just basically a deserter, and he just left.
Mm-hmm. So what was the conversation among you and your comrades with regard to that? If you were told that by an officer that he had walked off, What was the camp conversation about it?
Mostly everybody was I would say pretty disgusted with it. Wondering how could this guy just leave his post, leave his comrades behind, and there was, you know, like I said, there was just a lot of back and forth about that, but that was the general idea of the conversation.
Especially in a place you don't know. I mean, how do you just put down your stuff and walk away? Where are you going?
That's a mighty fine question, actually. I don't know. I can't begin to imagine what was going through that guy's head. I know that there's a lot of people that are pretty angry with him, though.
The essence of the anger now versus then, now that you realize he's been traded for five Taliban bad guys.
High level, yeah.
But the Taliban, see, doesn't impact America. In America, the only place Taliban would impact any Americans is the soldiers that are in Afghanistan still, but ought not to be in Afghanistan. So, I guess, Jesse, we've got about a minute or so here. What was it like when you first learned you were going to go to Afghanistan? What did you think?
I was nervous about the whole process of going over there. And since this new, you know, hearing the story and hearing what people have to say about it now, and about, you know, the speculation that he was giving information to the Taliban, and I was there for, I had just gotten there when that happened, and I was there for the year following. I didn't leave until 2010. I kind of wonder, like, how many of the people that I know that were killed or injured over there may have been caused because of information that he may or may not have given.
So now he's free. He comes back. There are a lot of people wondering, frankly, about whether the father is some sort of connector he can't wait till all of the people in Gitmo are freed. The whole thing, the Army, by the way, says it's going to look at charges of desertion. So Bergdahl isn't in the clear by any stretch of the imagination, which I guess is probably better information than none. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate your input to us here and on Facebook.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim and for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Now from this week in 1999, so they'll have some relevance to Jennifer and her friends and that cult and that connection. This is Sixpence None the Richer and Kiss Me. Are they top five? So, as a matter of fact, is number five this week in 1999. So
that blows my mind. I was traveling for CRN on the road on the East Coast when this was popular.
Really?
Getting old, Dougie. Getting old.
Yeah.
Getting old.
That's silly. It is silly. It is. All right, so this is one of those one-hit wonder groups, I believe. Is it?
Kind of, yes.
Yeah, right.
And I believe this was in a movie of some kind, wasn't it?
Kenny, was it?
It's been used in several movies.
Yeah. We always defer to Kenny when it comes to this stuff.
I know, because he has like a memory. I'm like, I think,
Number four from this week in 1999. Don't remember this song at all.
You.
Maxwell.
I remember Maxwell. I do not know this song, though.
Fortunate. That sounds like a song with no reason for being, Kenny. Does it sound like
good R&B.
Hundreds of other songs like this?
Oh, sure.
But a lot of songs sound like 100 other songs. I mean, really?
Yeah. All right, let's see if we can make this better.
Ooh,
number three.
I love when they growl.
Yeah. Number three this week in 1999, TLC.
Love this song.
No Scrubs.
Don't want no scrubs.
What does this mean?
Come on, Michael, crank it up. A scrub is like a loser guy. You know, like the kind of guys I date. We don't want none of them.
Oh, my God. Alright, so we had enough of this?
Not yet. I love this
one. I had enough of this. Number two.
Why are you laughing? Because I said I deemed scrubs.
In 1999. I want to be absent from all of that.
Oh, another one that's good.
Yes, this is Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo.
If you had my love. All right, crank this up.
Just want you to know I'm having a dance party right now. By myself.
Hi, J-Lo.
Yes.
How is she faring on American Idol? She sticks around. Does everybody stick around next
everybody
year?
Everybody sticks around.
Really? All right.
Sure.
Yeah. How many hits would you go through the list of Jennifer Lopez hits? Would you say she's had a dozen big hits?
I would think about a dozen.
She's done well in the acting area.
Mm-hmm.
She's very talented as a host. She does live performances, so I would say this woman kind of gets how to entertain people, doesn't she?
She's a Renaissance woman.
Okay, number one, speaking of Renaissance, number one.
Oh,
from this week in 1999, this is the only one on this whole list that I like.
No.
Ricky Martin's Living La Vida Loca. La Vida Loca, what does that mean? Translate that.
Like crazy life.
Yeah.
Living the crazy life.
All right, so this is perfect for you, Jennifer, and your life, and your ne'er-do-well boyfriend.
Yes.
Living La Vida Loca, number one. This week, 1999, a little cultural exchange here. Yes, a good musical ride.
This is when people were still thinking you were straight. Surprise!
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to valvoline-usa.com for more info.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour now, as we continue the Doug Steffen Good Day program for this Thursday, one of the other discussions, this is related to some conversations on Sports Talk Radio. A lot of the sports hosts have been talking about Dan Marino this week and the continuing lawsuits against the NFL and whether or not the concussion problem is going to be treated well with lots of money, or is there going to be some other way of us dealing, us collectively, as society. Societal question is, what do we approve of? How do we get to the bottom line of whether your children are safe playing football? And then the conversation goes from high school to college to professional ranks, and all of these 5,000 football players have signed on to this thing. The concussion discussion continues, with today's active population being more susceptible to concussions and brain trauma than ever before because of sports, because of football, but not just football, soccer, cheerleaders. There are all kinds of ways that you can hurt your head very badly. And consider that Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Anuka chiropractor, N-U-C-C-A, he's going to be with us in just a moment or two to talk about this. He'll be happy to remind you that the stem that holds your head on and your brain is smaller than the size of a quarter. So that instrument, if you will, that pole, the thing that connects your neck to your skull, is very small, very fragile. And your brain is also, it's encased in the skull, but there's a little fluid that keeps the brain from banging up against your skull. But if you've got somebody hitting you running 20 miles an hour and their object is to knock you out, do as much harm as possible to you, no matter what you got for a helmet or padding, you're going to get hurt. That's what's going to happen. So the discussion, the conversation, is something that's been featured not only Sports Talk Radio this week and the last month and the last year. I started this almost 4 years ago talking about it because I was concerned at my alma mater, Heidelberg University in Ohio, when the studies came out using football players, and I happen to be going through a process at a company called Seriscan in Denver. The fellow who ran it was a friend of mine, and we were talking about how it works, a new software program to actually detect whether you're going to have dementia or Alzheimer's at some point in your life. They can tell that with a software program by looking at the contextual innards of your brain, if you will. So I had my brain tested, and then I saw that there were already in the system 3,500 football players, whether they be college or professional or whatever, who had been studied, and I looked at their brains, and I understood from what the people at Seriscan told me what the different colors in the program represented, and man, these brains were pretty scrambled. So traumatic brain injuries like the one that you get when you're playing football. I mean, even think back to the death of actress Natasha Richardson after a skiing accident. Remember when Sonny Bono got killed in a skiing accident? These were all traumatic brain injuries, and they are not rare at all. Most amazing thing about traumatic brain injury, or TBI, is that it's such an underdiagnosed disease in our society. People cover it up. They want to cover it up because it's bad for business, bad for the football business especially. New NFL regulations ought to remind parents and coaches and trainers that the threat of concussions and brain trauma is very real in all of these contact sports. Hockey, for God's sakes. Look at what goes on in the hockey games, no matter how much padding they have. There are new regulations being now. We are a nanny state, and there's too much government. I'd be the first to stand here and tell you that there's way too much government in all these things. And because of the political influence of the sports teams and the leagues, you're not going to see any legislation come down that'll have any effect on what football players wear. And maybe that's the way it ought to be. I'm not looking for legislation. I'm looking for people to be educated and use some common sense here. So one wonders about the common sense approach. The National Federation of High School Football Associations, their rules committee, passed new regulations on concussions that will go into effect in the high school football season that is to come this fall. You can read more about that. There is a website for the National High School Athletic Association. I think it's NFHS, National Football, whatever. It's NFHS. All right. So, and by the way, there's a lot of media coverage of this. We have lots of local radio stations that carry this program that do Friday night and Saturday football games, I'm sure, for the Catholic high school and for the public high school in their community. There's lots of that. There was an interesting study that was done by one radio group that focused in on the concussions that come as a result of wrestling in high school. So, I mean, again, it's everywhere. So let's join Dr. Jack Stockwell now to talk about concussions and what can be done. What way is there to restore brain function, Jack, without having to have operations?
The number one problem with concussions is not necessarily the first one. It's repeated concussions in an area of the brain that did not get the heal from a prior concussion. And because almost any other area of the body can undergo an inflammatory process because it can swell outward, rapid healing can occur inside the brain, obviously, inside the skull. Swelling outward cannot occur. Swelling goes inside, and brain tissue is notoriously slow to heal anyway. So there are certain, you know how much I love Standard Process. They have certain products. Yep. I have a protocol here I'd be willing to send to anybody for free if they would just email the office@jackstockwell.com. They can have a free protocol, I suggest, to rapidly rebuild injured brain tissue. But when your kid's playing football or basketball or wrestling or lacrosse or soccer or whatever they're playing and they are diagnosed with a concussion, that's the end of the season for them. Because if they are they'll do a little spot check on the eyes and make sure that, you know, that the irises or the pupils are bilaterally balanced and everything looks fine. And yes, I know the date and I know the president and I know the week and the year. Okay, you can go back in the game. Not so. Because that injury to the brain tissue that occurs is going to take time to heal. And usually when they play a certain kind of position, in a competitive sports, repeated concussions usually occur in the same area of the head, the rear, the posterior, the frontal lobes, anything like that. And when you have repeated bruising of nerve tissue that didn't heal, that's when the real destruction of the nerve tissue occurs. And sometimes symptoms will take a decade or two to show. It's not necessarily, yeah, coach, I know the date, put me back in the game.
Yeah.
They've got their season's over with. If they have a good concussion where for 30 seconds, at least 30 seconds, they're not sure of what's up or down, you know, or who their parents are, the season is over with.
Yeah. It's just stay away from it. If you're, just stay away from it. I can't see any other way of handling it. That's at least my spin on it. Okay. Into some very exciting news. A couple of different things. Exciting from the sort of general medical community. I'm not sure how you are viewing this. That's why I'm going to present the information about early chemo and how it extends the lives of men with prostate cancer. Don't get prostate cancer is the way. Look at that. If you have a healthy gut, there's a immunotherapy story about boosting the body's natural ways of attacking tumors. And I wonder what your read is on that.
Well, there are a couple of chemotherapy approaches out there that have been shown to be rather effective if they happen very early in the game.
Right.
Most chemotherapy is, you know, the oxidizers that are a part of a chemotherapy program protocol destroy so much other tissue, the liver, the kidneys, the filtration system of the blood, so that if the, you know, the old story is the cancer doesn't kill you, then the chemo will.
Right.
And so, you know, it's interesting how many oncologists do not recommend chemotherapy for members of their family or themselves. They recommend alternative therapies and approaches, and even a trip to Mexico has proven to be just as effective, if not more so, than a lot of the chemotherapy approach. So to keep with chemotherapy waning in the success column, they're pushing it out earlier, they're pushing it out for more different kinds of cases. I have a patient right now who's suffering from sarcoidosis, which is a bad enough problem by itself. And now they're using it's a problem with muscle tissue. It's a hardening of tissues, where it's sclerotic, you know, like, well, a sclerosis kind of condition where tissues begin to harden and stiffen and become non-functional. And in his particular case, they're using experimental chemotherapy drugs because they don't know what to do. And as in most of these cases, they're usually problems stemming from malnutrition.
Right. Your gut doesn't have the right food in it and the right enzymes and all the right characteristics of health. You're going to have a problem.
That's why, you know, you go back to the diet that our great-grandparents or great-great-grandparents ate. They didn't have these problems. They didn't have these problems at all. The major cause of death back then was accidental death. You know, the first recorded, substantiated case of cardiovascular failure, heart attack, was 1921. That's more than, you know, that's not even 100 years ago before we had our first real case of heart attack in this country.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me there's nothing but common sense associated with your way of thinking. It's all about common sense. Quick, we got about 30 seconds. What are you seeing in Utah as a result of the increase of marijuana sales in Colorado, neighboring state? Are there people that are talking about this in Utah?
Oh, sure it is.
The health
sure
effects
is. But,
of it.
You know, when you look at Utah, which is the only state in the union you cannot ship alcoholic drinks into. This will probably be the last state that will allow marijuana in the state.
All right. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his web, jackstockwell.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. with all natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I worry about being dependent on foreign countries for our energy. New discoveries of oil and natural gas in the U.S. and new technologies for producing it responsibly have made that possible. Yet our own government has made it almost impossible to produce our own energy through burdensome and expensive regulations. If we look through the lens of liberty, we would see that we have the ability to change our own economic future and guarantee our own independence, but also to do the same for the world. The struggles of the Ukrainians and other Eastern Europeans would be very different if they no longer depended on Russia or the Middle East for their energy. America's beacon of freedom could light the world, not just politically, but economically, too.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Time now for a little respite from some of the issues, some of the more serious issues of the day. DougSteffen.com video of the day from a recent episode of America's Got Talent features 9-year-old Adrian Romoff, who is a prodigy about to start high school. He also plays the piano, and he so impressed the judges on America's Got Talent, they asked for a second song. So you can watch the video. It's wonderful. Here's some of the audio that's edited so you can sort of listen, get the gist of the performance. This will, I'm sure, make you want to go watch the video of the day at DougSteffen.com.
From this.
Well, you'd be even more exhausted if you were doing this.
I am utterly and thoroughly confused. I wasn't really sure what was going on up there. How much of that was you? How much of that was track? I was totally confused.
I would love to play another song.
Yes.
Thank you.
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Stills and Nash from the movie War Games, number one movie this week in 1983.
Shall we play a game?
I remember this
creepy
movie so well. You thought it was a creepy movie?
No, just that voice.
Shall we play a game?
Number one movie this week in 1983, Heavenly Days.
I wouldn't trust this overgrown pile of microchips any further than I could throw it.
Yeah. You know who that is? That actor?
Sounds like Randy Quaid. Sounds like him, though.
Nope, you'd recognize him. He's still around today, isn't he, Kenny?
Yeah, he was on Northern Exposure.
Yep,
he was.
All right, so who is it, Chucker?
I don't recall his name, but I know him very well. I could see him in my mind.
Yeah, but isn't it amazing? All these character actors, everybody knows. He reminds every once in a while, I confuse him with Bruce McGill. That is not Bruce McGill. It's, and now his name has got Barry Corbin. Thank you, Michael.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure.
Mm-hmm. And that's Matthew Broderick, huh?
I love that film. I think I believe I saw it around 5 or 6 times in the theater back in '83.
Really? Well, yeah. It was. It made
had a lot of time on my hands.
Well, but it was good. It was good movie fare, and Dabney Coleman sort of played the bad guy, right? In a sense, I mean, if there was a real bad guy in it, he was good at that. He was another great character actor who seems to have now dropped out, right? I think I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
Well, he was on HBO's Boardwalk Empire 2 years ago.
Was he? He would be. He'd be into his 80s.
He played very old. I don't know if he was.
Now he'd be. 80.
I don't know physically
be
if he was as frail as he was on the show, but he played very old on the show.
He would be. He's got to be in his 80s. I think he was a big smoker, if I remember correctly, and that always affects you when you get into that age bracket. At any rate, some nice memories from War Games to talk about. 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. We've had movie music and a few movie moments that we remember. The audio clips. What we're going to do in a moment is get up to date on some of the movie news that's important. Chuck Curry is here with us. This is Good Day. To
today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. What if your office lamp could tell your coworkers where you are? That's the thinking behind Place Lamp, which syncs with your smartphone to set up geofences that detect how far you are from your lamp. In the office, but not at your desk, the lamp can glow blue. Out of the office on your lunch break, the lamp can glow yellow. Out of the country or on vacation, the lamp can glow red. If you're sitting at your desk, Place Lamp acts like a traditional desk lamp and provides light for your tasks. You can also use the lamp to set up notifications, like changing color when you get an email from your boss, or have it wink pink if a loved one texts you. The Place Lamp is entirely automated, which means you can set it and forget it. Place Lamp isn't available yet. The team is looking into cheaper bulbs than the Philips Hue, but when it goes on sale, it'll shed some light on the connected office. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
On the Good Day program, Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o. Is that how you pronounce your name?
From your guess is as good as mine.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Lupita, how do you do it?
Nyong'o.
Nyong'o, okay. Yeah. She's joining the cast of Star Wars Episode 7 because there were a lot of people complaining there weren't a lot of women in the cast. Have you heard those complaints?
I haven't heard that, but she's a fine choice.
Yeah.
A good actress, and she's very appealing, so I like that pick.
All right, what else is happening?
Marvel Entertainment announcing they will produce a big screen version of the superhero character Doctor Strange. They've hired director Scott Derrickson, who did the horror film Sinister, and the pretty bad sequel or remake Davey Earle Stood Still to helm the project. I would expect an A-list actor to be cast in that role. And if for Doug, for anybody who wants superhero movies to go away, it appears a trend that will stay for a very long time. I wouldn't be surprised to see that character appear in The Avengers 2. Other news, Matrix directors the Wachowskis' big sci-fi movie, Jupiter Ascending, which was supposed to come out this July, stars Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis, has been delayed to February 2015 due to special effects delays.
Really?
So they're probably going to lose $10 million in advertising off that move. That hasn't happened. It happened with G.I. Joe 2 a few years ago, where they had that problem, delayed it for 6-7 months. That's never good for a studio film. Huh. And there's really good buzz on 22 Jump Street. They've already previewed it in advanced screenings.
Speaking
and the reaction is very good.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.